Thank you all for joining the Latin Generation panel call on the 18th of June 2020. In the call, we have Mariana, Michael, Bill, Sanchez, Dennis, Hazem, Kadir, Matt, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Well, I first want to welcome our colleagues from Turkey who joined us today, and hopefully with his help, we should finally finish this long discussion about the dotless I and I. Welcome, Kadir. Welcome, Cengiz. I hope I pronounced your name properly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Pitinan, I want to ask you to guide this meeting after me. You guide this meeting because you know better what were our problems. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Sure. Yeah, please, Pitinan, take a lead and guide us through this discussion.
Thank you. Thank you, Kadi and Cengiz, to join us. And I also have shared the analysis that we discussed for the last few weeks with both of them already. So I guess we can start the discussion. Let me pull up the document, and I guess the floor is open for everyone to ask the expert. Thank you. Okay, so hope you can see my screen. Basically, what we are discussing is we are analyzing whether the dotless I and I should be defined as variants by the definition of the LGR procedures. And that would mean something that can cause confusions, or it can be perceived as the same by users. And we tried out a few options on the different browsers, and this is some of the results. Obviously, this is the first time we get to talk to someone who actually uses Turkish and in Turkey. So I guess we can ask for your clarifications. So let me stop here and perhaps hear your initial feedback on this. Thank you.
Hey, Cengiz is talking. Thank you very much. Hello again, everybody. It is nice to be invited. And yesterday we discussed this issue with Kadir. And indeed, we prepared a short presentation. If I may, I would like to share my screen and show this presentation to you. Is that fine?
Oh, that would be great. Okay, let me stop.
I think the host should enable screen sharing.
Okay, you should be able to share now.
Wonderful, now it is okay. So, all right. Okay, I guess it is a very short one, and I hope you now see my screen. What we did with Kadir yesterday was that Kadir is aware of the problem because he spent many years in nick.tr. He is much aware of the problem that they have been also having in their ID. And the problem is this, very briefly, in Latin script, in ASCII, there is no uppercase dotted I. And the lowercase of capital I is this dotted I in small letters. But in Turkish, this is the source of the problem. There exists capital letter glyph symbol for dotless I. And the lowercase of this dotless I is this one, another dotless I, which is lowercase. And also, Turkish has this capital dotted I, and its lowercase version is also dotted I. So this is the thing. And this is, let's call this the IDM problem in Turkish. And there is no solution to this problem. because of this logical contradiction between the two conversions. I mean, for English, this is the lowercase version of I, and for Turkish, the same thing, exactly the same glyph, same symbol, is the lowercase of I. So this is the problem. And for that reason, if the challenge is this, if the user is submitting a domain name to connect to a web page, we don't know the user intention. If the user is using English alphabet, then the user may mean .i. But if it is Turkish, then the situation is complicated. So this is what we call ambiguity. And we will try to clarify this with an example input. Suppose that we have, in capital letters, we have this diz.com. If it is an English person, I mean a person using English alphabet, then this explicitly means diz.com. But if it is a Turkish person who wants to connect this web page, then he or she may also use exactly the same capital form. And we don't know, and it is not possible to know, which one is meant by the user. So it depends on the user. And this is a horrible problem, actually. So I hope...
May I ask a question?
Of course, please go ahead.
Yeah, so if we go back pre-IDN time, the domain names were only consisting of A to Z.
Yes.
So what did they how did the users behave at that time? I mean, they could never expect to get a dotless lowercase I. Did they still get confused, or did they then kind of take the domain names as English, even if the word were Turkish?
Yeah, they took it as English. I mean, people learned, I mean, people with my age and in Kadir's age, we are at our 40s, people learned to use .i instead of the dotless I. So so this dotless I Turkish characters never existed in domain names. But after 2006, as far as I know, IDN started, then things changed. And still recently, in many web pages, there is no, I mean, it is not frequent, I say, it is not frequent that people use this dotless I. So it is still a challenge. So is it an answer to you?
Yeah, so what is the usual behavior in Turkey? Is that to never use the capital letters in the domain names, or is it to consider domain names to be English? I mean, today, even young people. Have you seen real cases of this confusion, or is IDN still too new and we would expect to see the confusion in the future?
Yeah, actually it is confusing, but maybe Kadir, would you like to comment on this? What is your experience? Because you face the customers, you know.
Yeah, actually it is not easy to answer that question, because we don't know. Yeah, and it is not easy to calculate how many people uses capital letters and in Turkish alphabet. So it is not easy to answer, but as far as I know, in that year, domain names are registered, IDN domain names are registered to protect ASCII domain names. They are not much usable. So in Turkey, people are not used to use these Turkish IDN domain names. So it's a guess, but it is not a big challenge for now.
But have you seen a behavior that companies register
mostly they register IDN names and redirect to their ASCII names.
But you have seen like I and Douglas, I being registered in parallel to handle this situation?
Yeah. They are registered in parallel to their ASCII domain names, but mostly, maybe there are some examples, but mostly they are not much used as the main domain names. They are mostly redirected to the ASCII domain names. So it is not creating any challenge for the user because they don't see much ID and Turkish domain names. So they are mostly Turkish users, mostly used to use ASCII domain names. But it's changing, of course. New generation, I don't know how they feel, how they use internet. So it will become a challenge for us.
And we have Bill's hands up. Bill, please.
Yes, I think perhaps the operative word there is you don't have a problem yet. But I wonder if as we roll out IDN, and especially as we start having top-level domain names, which can be written in Turkish, if we will get a larger group of people who start expecting that they will get Turkish names, and the problem may be small, but potentially growing noticeably. Thank you.
Exactly. Let's say that a social application like Facebook, including a domain name with capital I, it can be a problem for Turkish people.
So may I ask another thing? Because we have tried to see the behavior of the web browsers in Turkish locale. So we have reset the computers to Turkish locale to see how it behaves. And when we did that, it still downcased a capital I to a dotted I, dotless I.
Yeah, because actually this sample in the screen, it is ASCII, right? www.diz. Yeah. It's ASCII for the browser. It is not an IDN domain name.
Right, but we also... but I also tested with IDN name, with something which made it an IDN name and included... capital I to see how the browser behaved, and it downcased the capital I, the dotless capital I, to a dotted I in a Turkish locale. So I reset the computer to be completely Turkish, so everything was written in Turkish. But they still behave like the English way when it comes to that. So have you seen the behavior of the browsers in that way? Do you expect it to change or?
This might change and this might ease the problem a little bit, because if it catches a Turkish IDN letter, like dotted S or dotted C, then it may assume that this word is Turkish, so capital I should be lowercase in dotless I.
But that would be a very dangerous behavior, because the letters that the non-ASCII letters in Turkish are also used in other languages where you don't have that behavior. So
that is why in our slide, we said that impossible to know which one is meant by the user.
Right. It's only if you have a dotless lowercase I that you could maybe assume that this is Turkish or
Turkish, yeah.
Or Azerbaijan, which have the same behavior. But otherwise, you cannot. If you have an uppercase I, and some other letter which is used in Turkish, then you cannot assume that this is a Turkish domain name. So from that, you cannot decide how to handle it. But you could from the locale setting. But it doesn't seem like, at least not now, Firefox and Chrome, they don't use the locale to change the behavior of the downcasing of capital I.
Yeah, but even if the browser uses the locale, we cannot make sure what type of an alphabet the user is using. I mean, in my case, my locale may be Turkish, but it doesn't mean that I mean really literally mean dotless I when I enter a domain name in my web browser.
Correct.
Isn't it? Okay. So we agree. Okay. Good.
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah. So the question is, will the browsers ever follow the Turkish behavior of downcasing capital I to a dotless I? Or will it ever continue to do as now and downcase a capital I to a dotted I?
I agree. Well, here the thing is that this is not a solvable problem. Actually, if I may, I would like to proceed a few more slides.
And, yes, please.
Thank you. Hear your opinion about this. When we discussed the problem with Kadir yesterday, we realized that, this is not a solvable problem because even if the locale is Turkish, you are not able to understand the alphabet used by the user, so it is quite a confusing situation. And we thought that, we should ask it to the user, because instead of making a prediction, now I'm talking about the left side of the screen in the box, we said that there should be kind of a concept which we may call the IDN mode, maybe. And it may be a browser plugin. There are technical challenges we noticed. But from the user perspective, if the IDN mode icon, let's say, here we may show it in orange, if you like. If it is on, then the browser may have a chance to interpret the user input correctly. So it may, actually Kadir just designed it yesterday in the evening. This is a proof of concept presentation or demo of what we had in mind. And there are a few challenges that we are not sure that it could be successful because we are not able to detect IDN automatically, as you say. And Kadir checked Chrome, and Chrome is kind of it's transforming the user input changes to lowercase without giving it to the plugin. So this is a challenge. So we may never know the real user input, but if this proof of concept idea makes sense from your perspective too, then this may be helpful to resolve the ambiguities that we are not able to resolve technically. So because some user input is necessary. And here it may also be a kind of partial automatic detection, but it only works if the browser realizes that there are some, this dotted S characters, specific Turkish characters. So if this proof of concept thing works, then could it be extended to other languages or maybe email clients? Because email is much more complicated than this one, I guess. So what could be the solutions for other languages? So these are our questions for you for the discussion, because we guess that there are similar problems or maybe ambiguity problems in other languages, we don't know. What is your experience on that, and how would we could move this idea to email clients or software developments, etc.? So this is, we realize that this is a huge problem actually. But if I go back to our proposal for the solution, does that make sense to you? What do you think? Kadir, would you like to continue? I mean, so if you have any comment to put on top of this, you're welcome.
Not actually. You have explained it very well. So if there are any questions, I can try to explain. Of course, there are some challenges. And if we go other browsers, I am sure we will see some other challenges too. But if this makes sense to ask user what they mean, then we can maybe try to communicate with browser developers, and we can maybe make it native instead of an extension.
Yeah, but you know, we are hesitating to tell it. I mean, it seems that there is this type of a proof of concept which may be sound, but your opinion as a team is very important. I mean, we are not able to see the broad sense, I mean, the broad picture that this the application or generalization of such an idea to IDN in general.
Thank you. We have Bill and then Samad in the queue. Bill, please.
It's really good to know that there may be a technical approach to resolving the problem and redesigning the browsers, but our problem for today is, with the technology that we have today, should we designate these two letters as variants because of all the problems you've laid out? And it seems to me from what you've said that yes, we need to do that to avoid causing problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Samad, please.
Right. So thank you. I'm actually hearing two different things. Depends on, you know, how you want to interpret these comments. On one side, I think what I'm hearing is that the dotless I and I with a dot, the regular ASCII, I think you would like these to be differentiated. The one should not be equal to the other. So, you know, like your example here, the demo is clearly trying to differentiate those two things. Rather than collapse them together. So that's at least one perspective, which at least I'm hearing. The second is that this difficulty in keeping them distinct is hard because currently the technology is obviously not able to keep that distinction, at least coming from the uppercase. So that in a way then presents an argument that maybe that differentiation is not easily possible. So I guess a question the teams here trying to solve is that at the end of the day, based on this setup, should I and dotless I be made variants of each other, or they should be kept as distinct letters not connected to each other? What would be the expected solution from Turkish users, I guess, one question. And the other is that would that solution be a secure solution for the Turkish users? Thank you.
Okay. So maybe I should make a comment about the use of the sounds in Turkish, because these are vowels, and vowels, I mean, both the dotless I, it is ı actually in Turkish. And the dot, the I with the dot is E. And these two are very important sounds. So in daily life, now I don't mean domain names or IDM, but in daily life, this is such a distinctive sound, and it is frequently used, so much frequently used, that these two, dot, dotless I and I with the dot, may not be their variants. I mean, in daily life practice, they are very different from each other. You even understand that if a person is foreigner, not a Turkish native speaker, you realize that they are not able to produce this ı sound. It is very difficult for them to produce for a foreigner. So it is a kind of, I think it is also applicable to Azerbaijani languages and similar Turkic languages. So this is quite a distinctive sound. And now if we try to move this factual situation from the perspective of phonetics to technology in future, in far future at least, if IDN becomes successful, these two symbols should not be their variants, but they should be distinct. So this is my opinion as a researcher working on Turkish. Would it be secure? I don't know. I mean, security is a problem not only for Dharadai and Dotlusai, but it is also a problem for other Turkish characters which are modified from Latin, like S and C, for instance. There is C with, dot and S with dot. And there is also soft G, which is actually not a consonant, but it is actually a sound. So a similar problem applies. I mean, in terms of security, the dotless I versus I with the dot issue is similar to the security problem with other letters in Turkish. So any decision that is going to be made about a secure solution, let's say with S sound and sh sound, S with a dot, this should also apply to I and dotless I. They are in the same category. But in terms of being variant of each other, no, they are very different sounds. So in future, at least, I mean, if ID and IDA become successful, I mean, in terms of UA, this is what I mean, then they should be distinct. So I hope it makes sense. So Kadir, do you have any comment to add on that?
Yeah, I am trying to write some examples. There is İşbank Komtere, which is one of the biggest banks in Turkey.
Would you like to share your screen?
I just write in the chat.
Okay, in the chat.
So that you can follow. So actually, let me try to. These are two different domain names, right? İşbank and Işbank in Turkish, two different domain names. But in most of the browsers, Işbank lowrise to the same name. It is dangerous, really. So there are two different letters. And since there is no way of knowing what the user meant by writing the capital letters, only solution seems to be asking to the user. So I don't see any technical solution to this problem. It is impossible.
So because of the technical ambiguity of converting this capital I into two versions, so you, user does that.
Okay. Thank you. Mikko, please.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. If I may. So first of all, what do, for example, traditionally companies do, such as this İşbank, which is affected by this issue, to circumvent this? Do they somehow preemptively register domain name labels, which they think maybe risky and used for spoofing. So how do they handle this issue?
Let me try to explain it from the beginning. In 2006, we have implemented IDN in that year. And when we do that, we have reserved all possible IDN names of com.tr domains or go.tr domains or any secondary domain names to the original owner. We have reserved them for them. If they think that they should register it, they should protect it, they have continue to use it. But almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them, they have registered these domain names and redirected to their ASCII names. After that, after this reservation, of course, some of them deleted, some of them did not use IDN names. And as I remember, all of the domain names, almost 10% is IDN. So it depends on the company right now, because we are not protecting it anymore. If they think
but,
that-
but still, Kadir, if you make a registration for a new domain name, and if you're a company, you show a tendency to purchase the IDN variant only for security purposes.
Yeah.
This is the natural tendency that companies or domain name owners show, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are not using it.
But they are not using in practice. I mean, practically what you do is that you announce your domain name with ASCII characters because it is not yet common in Turkey to have domain names in IDN.
And it is really understandable to use ASCII names because you don't need to teach people new letters. They are already in our alphabet. So they understand what that domain name means. So in Turkish, it is a bit different from, let's say, Arabic or Chinese.
May I follow that up and ask a question in regard to what you said just now? So,
yeah.
Isbank, as I understand, they use standard I, not dotless I. So the
ASCII I. Yeah.
But you suggest that in some cases, such companies and Isbank, for example, may go ahead and register mm-hmm. the IDN label with the dotless mm-hmm. I to be on the safe side, so to say. But they will not use it separately. They will just redirect to their ASCII label.
Yeah, mostly.
And you said like, now you said something like, but these things are understandable. So does it mean that it also works the other way? So if you have a company which has a dotless I in the company name.
But the problem is people not just using .tr domain names. They are using all domain names. So we are not restricted with the .tr domain, right?
I understand. My question is, will a company which has a domain name label with which has a name, company name, which has a dotless I, will they go ahead and also register the domain name label with the regular dotted I?
Yes, and yes, the answer is
yeah. Mostly they do this. Mostly they do this.
Do Turkish users think about it, or do they like automatically parse in their mind which one is meant? So they see
exactly.
a label. They see domain name and automatically understand which is meant, whether it's
the
dotted
yeah.
I or the dotted one.
Yeah, because only 6 letters differentiate from the Latin alphabet, and they have very similar variants in Latin alphabet. So in Turkish, it is easy to understand from ASCII domain name what they mean. So in their mind,
may I give an example to the last question? Let me write it to the chat. I said I just purchased a domain name 2 weeks ago, and actually the name of the company was this. It means Purple Bear. My immediate reaction was to purchase this first. Then I also purchased this. So if you are a domain name owner, sorry, I'm correcting it. I'm correcting it. Okay, the last one is correct. So this means that if I have a domain name with dotless I, it is almost certain that I will have its dotted I variant, because I know that people will make this conversion in their mind. So although in reality, this is the legitimate word is with dotless I, people, when they write the domain name to connect the web page, they will use dotted I. We know it because people use ASCII variants in practice. But what is going to happen in future, we don't know. Okay, is it an answer to Michael?
Yes, thank you. But for example, there's more IE example, which you mm-hmm. just gave now. So you reserve the IDN domains under .com.tr. The yes. company itself, does it mean they already have like a non-IDN domain? For example, a simple.com domain with the same name?
I think people may be showing tendency not to take this into account, because it is more likely that, I mean, the psychological connection is about .tr and Turkish alphabet characters. For instance, I noticed that I never thought about purchasing this dotless I version of .com. Because I thought that, okay, if it is that a Turkish person is going to connect to a Turkish web page, it is going to end with .tr. So this was the common reasoning. I mean, this is today's reasoning.
So it seems that users have somehow found a way to even use the limited resources, but still have clarity by all parties involved what is meant, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You have a domain name and everybody knows what it should resolve to and what it should go to. So in the minds of the users, of Turkish language and mm-hmm. Turkish alphabet, there is no confusion about these things.
Yeah, or confusion may be rare. I mean, of course, in Turkish, there are certain words which have both dotless and dotted version, but these are not very frequent. So this is usually not a problem.
And if you use lowercase letters, the problem is simplified. Actually, there is not much problem if you use always lowercases. But when you use uppercases, the problem begins to become dangerous. Let me try to give another example, maybe it will be clear. Let's say there is a domain name like this. You see? Dış, it means external. And dış means tooth. So these lowercase two or so, which one the user wants to go? External bank or tooth bank?
I understand the technical problem, and I think we all have been trying to analyze this behavior and understand the implications of it for Turkish users. Mm-hmm. But if I understand what you said now right, it means that users are somehow used to not having a dotless I in domain names. And so they automatically assume, in many cases, what is meant because of the context, because they are familiar with the label, they may be familiar with the company name. So users, you mentioned before that there is no confusion in users. So if there is no confusion in users, then it sounds to me like this is more of a abstract technical issue which doesn't affect user reality so much, because they will automatically know in their minds what is meant by the label.
Yes.
For example, finding the right word from the mental lexicon, mm-hmm. or because they're already familiar with the label because it's a company name or some kind of buzzword or whatever.
Yes, yes. This is a lexical solution in their minds. I mean, in the example that Kadir just gave, it is also influenced by the frequency of a word in daily use. I mean, for instance, many people will say that they will use this external meaning, I mean, the meaning of the word tish, which means external, rather than thought, because external is more frequent in daily life. But also, since they know the company name, it will resolve the problem. So usually in practice, there is no ambiguities as such. I mean, as you say, Michael, this is resolved by the people since they know the context. Yeah, so your description is a good one. Yes.
No, but the problem is that if I want to try to replicate the Dishbank with this name to create a scam,
This is a security problem is other thing. Yes, you are right, Kadir. Security problem is another thing. Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yes, yes, sure. So if you try to fool users, you can't fool users. Because technically the system is not stable. But
exactly.
People see labels, they don't actually need necessarily to have a dotless eye or a dotted eye, because when they see the label, they are used to not having a dotless eye, so they are used to having any domain name labels with dotted I, and so they will automatically resolve in their minds what is kind of meant by it.
Mm-hmm.
So the risk is technical. It is not so much a risk for the user community in miscommunication or a lack of self-expression.
Because
they are used to expressing themselves with these reduced means.
Yes, and Swedish example is also the same thing, which is a very good example that has a similar situation with umlaut O and O. Yeah.
So if, for example, the two letters were variants in a relationship and therefore blocked for another party for registration, it would not be such a big problem, because people are kind of used to restricted means and kind of resolve around it. Do you think that would be a valid conclusion from this discussion?
Yeah, let's try to find an example. For instance, suppose that you are listening to a radio show, and by the end of the show, the speaker makes an announcement about an email address. And in many cases, they don't even remind that when you send an email, you should use ASCII character. Even if they say the name of the show in Turkish, people connect to the web page by writing the ASCII variants of the Turkish word. So, but if you make a description of, or if you make the same announcement for an elderly person, you may have to explicitly state that, look, instead of the letter dotless I, you should use I with the dot. So you even pronounce then the name of the web page or email in a strange way. It is not a Turkish pronunciation then. I hope you see what I mean. You try to pronounce it, it is in ASCII form. So what you say applies to practice in the society, Michael, yes.
Thank you very much. There are many other people in the queue, so I'll be silent now. Thank you.
Matt has a comment, and I disagree with him on capital I issue, because there is a one-to-end mapping lowering the letter, actually, in this situation. With other five letters of Turkish alphabet, which is not in ASCII, it is the same problem. I agree. But with I, the problem differs. Let's say that I am used to connect to Deutschbank. I am always writing the same letters from my keyboard. But that day, I forget my caps lock open. I write the same thing, but I go to the different website. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. If I may reply, yes, I agree with you. I don't say that it's exactly the same. It's kind of the same when we look at the lowercase letters. I mean, you use the standard ASCII instead of your special a Turkish character. In the same way as in Sweden, you use a standard ASCII A instead of the special Swedish letter. And you get collapses of words. I could find words in Swedish too, which is like this dish and dush that would be in the same way. But I mean, it's an added complexity in Turkish and Azerbaijan that the lower casing works differently. I agree with that. But it seems like, as you described it, that the internet users have adopted to ASCII.
Yes, that's
the same
correct.
Way as in Sweden.
Yeah, that is why it is not a big issue right now.
And a while ago, one of you said that you don't want to see them as a variance. And what it would mean if they were variants would be that you cannot have both dish and dush. You can only have one of them.
Yeah, it means IDN is not usable for Turkish.
No, it doesn't, because it only means that it's the first come, first serve. And if dish is first, then okay, it's sorry for dush. And that is the same problem as if there are two companies with the same name from different countries, they cannot get the same com domain, first come, first serve. And you can also have one word. I mean, you can have the same word spelling-wise in Turkish and Swedish. They are different words, but they spell the same way. And it's first come, first serve. It reduces the variation if we make the variants, but it will reduce the confusion for Turkish users.
Yeah, you mean in future, but isn't it? I mean, when people get these variants, when they register for these variants, then in future we will have domain names which are spelled different, pronounced, let's say, differently by people. So is it what you mean? It is a kind of first come first serve issue, yes.
Yeah, I mean, now we're only talking about top level domains. I mean, that is mm-hmm. our focus.
Yeah.
This is how if you get something in the root zone, and that would mean that. As Samad write it, would not be possible to register both Deutschbank and Dishbank in as two different top level domains.
Yeah,
and,
this could, it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah, at least not by different organizations. So that is what making the variance would mean. And if the .tr registry would have the same policy too, then there would be restriction there. But that's not what we have no impact on that. It is only on the top level, domain level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess I misunderstood some points. I thought that we were talking about the browser behavior, actually. I am starting to understand that we are talking about top level domain names mainly.
Right. We understood this complexity of downcasing, which is different in Turkish and Azerbaijan on one side and the rest of the world on the other side when it comes to Latin script. And we have discussed lengthy if we should take that into consideration and make I and dotless I variants or not. Mm-hmm. And we have looked at the browser behavior and even in Turkish locale, as I said, they still behave in the English way.
I see.
We have, yeah, in Latin script, this is the only case where downcasing behaves differently depending on the locale. So this is a very special case.
Yeah. So in TLD level, dotless I is very dangerous and should be prohibited. This is my personal opinion.
But it may require some discussion, Kader. I mean, I also realize that we are now limited to TLD. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize it before.
Okay. So but, I can never be removed from. The TLD level, that would not be possible.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So maybe this may be, such a situation may or some need some discussion by the conflict resolution committee. You know, Kader, we, as far as I know, NIC.tr, when they were in the service, they were bringing these issues to the discussion with the stakeholders. Yeah. So maybe we should go back to them and ask for their opinion. Yeah, I mean, in my personal opinion, this is okay. It should be prohibited, but we are, you know, closer to security aspects to that. Okay.
Let me try to explain what we did in the TR. We know that our community is a Turkish community. It was easy for us to decide what to do. And what we do is to lowerize the letters if the user writes, even though the user writes in capital letters, we lowerize them in Turkish. So dotless I lowerize to dotless I, dotted I lowerize to dotted I. It is easy if you know your community's language, but in TLD level, we don't know what they will mean, what they use as a language. So it is very different problem. We didn't talk much about this with Cengiz. Mm-hmm. But my first opinion, I didn't think much, but my first opinion, it's very, very dangerous to allow people to register both of them. This is my personal opinion though.
Okay. So, sorry, just want to give a time check. We have 5 minutes left. Just to mention. Thank you.
Okay, so we should think about the impact of it. I mean, what is the size of the problem? So maybe we need some time to discuss about it, because I may check, for instance, what is the percentage of this ambiguous words, or I mean the words that have dotted I and dotless I, and what is the size of that confusion. So we should think about this, Kader, I think. But my first impression is that I agree. I mean, I have a tendency to say that it may lead to significant amount of security risks. Yeah, there will be many conflicting situations, yes.
Thank you. We have Bill and then Samar. Thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to make absolutely clear, we're not considering excluding the dotless I from the repertoire of things that can be used. We're only concerned with, do we allow two different TLDs which are identical except that one uses a dotless I and one uses a dotted I. And from what I understood from what you're saying, the Turkish companies can simply register both for security reasons, but it seems to me that puts a an unnecessary burden on them to register multiple domain names for something where if we had properly designated those as variants, they wouldn't have to do that. Yeah. Thank you.
You are correct, yeah. Sorry that we have used most of the time to understand the actual problem. I didn't know that we were talking about the TLD issues. That is why we were suggesting the browser solution. We just thought that capital I is different from the capital dotted I. So we have tried to offer a solution to this problem. I just understand the actual issue.
Yeah, me too. So maybe we discuss about that and meet again.
No worries, Samad, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate that since we are talking about rules for top level domains, not rules for second level, one of the constraints is that even though obviously linguistic context matters, but if there is a security issue, it must override the linguistic issues, I guess, because obviously addressing security is of prime importance. And if that means that the linguistic expression may need to be slightly compromised, then we would obviously need to consider the security challenges. Just wanted to highlight that. And again, going back to my question, if you elaborate it very quickly, if you say that I and dotless I should not be variants, then what you are basically saying is that two different people can go and register the two top level domains .dishbang and dush, I guess, bang, as separate top level domains. And if you make them variants, they will not be able to register them as separate top level domains. Either one can be registered, but it will block the other one from being registered by somebody else. Mm-hmm. So those are two implications of declaring I and dotless I as variants or non-variants. And I guess the question is, based on that, what would be the Turkish, what would be the secure solution for Turkish, audience? Thank you.
Yeah, it's obvious that they are variants. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah. But from the security point of view, yes, it is very clear.
Yeah. And Pitinen asked if it will be blocked or not. Again, let us discuss a bit more, but it seems like it should be blocked. This is again my first opinion, my personal opinion. But let us discuss a bit more.
Sure. And then we have Mariana, but I'm would also maybe Mariana suggest the same, that maybe we can meet again. Next week is an ICANN meeting, so maybe in the 2 weeks' time. That's the suggestion. Mariana, over to you, please.
Yeah, I first wanted to thank very much two colleagues from Turkey, because you really helped us to see the picture from the Turkish user's point of view. And I think we are closer to resolve this problem. We are discussing this thing, I think, almost 6 months or something like this. Not all the time, but from time to the time. It is one very, very important thing to be discussed and resolved, so that Turkish users should be satisfied with the solution. So I really think that you helped us a lot to make a right conclusion. And if you have to give us some more information, please join us in 2 weeks and share with us your opinion, because it is a very important thing that we should make rules in such a way that end users should be safe, and not to constrain a number of TLD labels which could be defined using this set of Latin letters. I again thank you very much. We are 2 minutes after full hour. Yes, Bettina, thank you very much for reminding me. Next meeting will be in 2 weeks, because next week is ICANN 60 whatever. And now my intention is to close this meeting, but I should ask at the end, is there any other business? I see no hands. So I want to thank you all for this fruitful discussion. And thank you all for participating, and have a nice rest of the day. And please be present in 2 weeks. We shall have information if colleagues from Turkey has something more information to share with us. So thank you very much, and bye.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.